Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney with 30 Weeks Overviews. It's freezing outside, and I'm not really that excited about it. You know, I've caught myself every single season. It doesn't matter. If it's spring, I say I'm ready for summer. If it's summer, I'm ready for winter. And every single time that that season comes, I wish for another season. So I'm so indecisive, and I'm digging it. I got to find all my hoodies, and they're all hidden everywhere. And, it's just put me in the worst mood ever. So, even though that's been a little bit of a damper on my evening, I honestly was going to do nothing but spoilers and things like that, but that's actually not going to be the case because there's been other things that have arisen. I've done Super Couple exposés in the past, and they were always pretty wildly successful in terms of you guys. You all seem to enjoy them just because it was one of the main attractions to Days itself was always the Super Couple because there's all these different fan bases. And I always caught myself finding it to be more of an interesting thing because there's so much more to it than just the regular spoilers and the storylines themselves. So, you know those moments where you're just like, as a side note, where you can be in a studio, you can be in a room, and any person that you come in contact with will walk in and out of the room and make as much noise as they possibly can. I've been trying to seal this off, and I've never been able to do it. Someone will always interrupt my shows, and it absolutely frustrates me. Moving on, back to the important stuff. The Super Couple exposés that I've done in the past have always been concerning Ken Corday's, you know, issues with all of the different fan bases. He has his own, believe it or not, that he is stuck on. And he will deny that to the hill. He won't directly say that to anybody, that he has his own little pet things that he has going on. And, you know, over the years, me dealing with certain people at NBC and dealing with fans and dealing with Ken himself, briefly a time or two, it's always been pretty well and let known. And like I've said in the last two that I have done, the number one problem that I've always had with Days is that they will always take a fan base like the Jannies or like the Wilson fan base, and they will alienate them and make them feel as if they're the minority. Now, whenever Ejami first happened, and I don't mean in 2006, I mean when the whole thing happened with the whole Lock, Stock, and Barrel thing. I want to talk about Ejami first, and then I'm going to move on to other fan bases as well, but I'm going to start with Ejami. Because it's not just happening to Ejami fan bases. The Ejami fan base, it's not just happening to us, it's happening to others as well. So with the Jammies, they went with the whole Lock, Stock, and Barrel thing, and they acted like it was a brand new, fresh fan base that they were investing in. Well, that's not the case. We've not been a brand new fan base, but they wanted to act like we were discovered and that they were going to put all of their energy into us when all they did was turn around and stab us in the back. Anyway, but when they went Lock, Stock, and Barrel, quote-unquote, this started August of 2012, actually more like July of 2012. They started with the whole push and pull thing like they did back in 2010 and like they've done the previous years before that. But they did the whole push and pull thing where, you know, Sammy would deny it and all that other bull crap, and then EJ would, you know, of course, throw himself at her. And, I mean, it got tiresome after a while, and it got to the point where I was like, you're writing Sammy to be a completely blind idiot. And, you know, and then she was going from Lucas to Rafe to to EJ to Lucas to Ray. They're making her this floozy. And, I mean, and then she has had a history of being a floozy, but they were really making her a floozy when they were making it out like they were going to develop her into being more decisive. And that just wasn't the case. And they made her everything but what we were looking for. And, of course, they vamped it up and gave us all this grand idea that they were going to develop EJ&E immediately, and they just didn't. In August of 2012, the whole steakhouse thing happened, and then she turned around, and there it went. She decided she wanted to be with Rafe and started acting like she was going to go off on her own, but that was a complete lie. We all know the story. The whole point is that at the end of it all, we spent the better part of a year watching Sammy torment EJ, making him beg for her approval and forgiveness whenever she found out about Abby. And that was the better part of a year that we spent watching that happen. And then all of it to completely and totally fall apart with him dying at the hand of a brand new character who was nothing to Dave and did not earn his way in Salem. And it wasn't a prominent kill. If he was going to get killed, he needed to be killed by somebody prominent, and he wasn't. And so at the end of it all, we were stabbed in the back. Now, when all this happened, we were kind of all left with the same feeling that we thought that after Kristen injected EJ with this mystery serum, that we would see him return before Sammy left. Well, then Sammy left on really stupid terms. We've already discussed this. So here's where I'm at today. The reason why I'm upset today is because now that Allison Sweeney has briefly returned, I don't know how long her return is. I've asked, we discussed it, and not even my sources said, they're like, well, this is what we know, and this is where we're at. And so they have Sammy return for her son's death, and that's something we'll discuss in just a minute, but we had that happen. And then she comes back and has this letter from EJ. Well, in the letter, it's really mysterious. It's making, and she's saying things out loud because, of course, it's a soap opera and they have open one-on-one dialogues with themselves. But she was saying, you're protecting me? How? You know, kind of a thing. And leaving us to think that he's out there. And so then Soap Opera Digest does this cover on it. And Allison Sweeney's interviewed and says if EJ's alive, she wants to do something about it. And then there's all this talk about these scenes with her and a priest and all this stuff being highlighted in the Bible. We've yet to see any of that. There's been people, of course, because I understand, you know, that it's easy to run with rumors that you hear, but a lot of fans have been going, oh, the scenes were cut. Okay, well, she returns in November. Okay, she returns this coming week. She's already returned, actually. And she says that she has something to finally destroy the demerits. Now, this whole, that with the spoilers, when it says it's startling or shocking news, honest to God, if it's something stupid, I'm going to just roll my eyes. If it's something to do with their business or, oh, well, they've embezzled it, something dumb on that level, I'm not going to want anything to do with it because I'm really tired of them constantly, you know, vamping up this whole thing about how all these things are going to happen, and then they just don't. And so we're left with the idea for Digest with Allison or Sweeney, Allison herself, saying that she thinks that he's alive and all this other stuff, for it not to happen. So the reason why that I'm bringing this up today is not only because of the things that have, you know, gone on with the show itself, but we had the Days of Our Lives 50th anniversary book released. EJ&E wasn't mentioned one God blessed damn time in the whole effing book. Now, my issue with that is that Chad and Abigail were in the super couple section. Really? They're a super couple. They earned their way. Really? You're going to tell me that? Who's stabbing the back? Absolute stab in the freaking back. Another thing that makes it another stab in the freaking back is that Brady and Teresa were considered, I would consider Brady and Teresa more of a super couple than Chad and Abigail. Brady and Teresa have developed. Chad and Abigail is a mockery. And I cannot even believe that they would be considered a super couple. So I think, in a sense, it wasn't just stabbing the Jamies in that. You know, it wasn't a big stab in the 3D bat, but Brady and Teresa matter too. And that was a little bit of a stab in that. They matter. Now, on top of that, we had the Days of Our Lives 50th anniversary party that went down last night. James Scott was absent. Now, I'm not going to solely blame NBC for that. I'm not going to do that. I'm very curious as to why one of the most prominent characters in Dave's history wasn't there. Now, was he not invited? Did he just choose not to go? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. What I do know is that it bugged the living crap out of me that somebody that important didn't go. Now, for whatever reason he didn't go, it's his own business. But if he wasn't invited, you got an issue. Thing with the Jammy reunion on the John Oliver show, NBC never recognized it. Ken Corday didn't have anything to say about it. Greg Mayne didn't have anything to say about it. Nobody had anything to say about it, and I'm kind of bewildered by that. That was a pretty big deal, and they didn't even have the class enough to bring it up. So, okay, that's the end of that. So basically, I'm still thinking that they are buttering our biscuit and then taking friggin' biscuit. They're not coming through with any of their promises. And like they ever have before. But it's the fact that they make them and then they go, oh, just kidding. You know what a gold mine you have? I don't know why no other network has tried to nab those two. And this is something that a lot of people are too afraid to say. And I'm saying this with the utmost respect to please, E.J.M.E.s, take it with a grain of salt. And understand that I mean this, and I know you're thinking the same thing. Outside of Days, these two actors have had work, but, okay, I get everybody was really excited about the whole thing with Allison, you know, her Hallmark stuff. I'm not a Hallmark fan, okay? I'm not. It's not my genre, okay? Now, I'm not saying it wasn't good, so don't take it that way. I'm saying that if we're going to go big, let's go home. Let's go all the way with it. What do you think? I'm thinking that these two actors are not exploring the depth that they have outside of what they did with Dave. Now, when Allison was playing Sammy, she was 50 shades of crazy, and it was awesome to watch. Now, with her doing what she's been doing with Hallmark, I'm sure they're cute movies. But that's not a lot of depth. I don't think that has anything to do with her talent or her choices. I'm saying that there's more to be. It doesn't necessarily, I'm not, and this is the part where, hear me out. The thing with James is that he's done a couple of music videos, somebody I've never heard of, but it was cute. It was cool. And then we come over to this thing with Rex. Everybody seems pretty excited about it. Okay, cool. I've also heard that his character dies in two episodes. So there's, I don't even know what the truth is anymore. So there's just not a lot going on here. Get what I'm saying? I'm at the point where I'm like, you guys are so bloody talented. Both of you are. Why don't you go off and do a show together? Now, I know, why don't you go off and do a movie? Now, I'm serious. Like, these two are just on fire when they're on the same screen together. They are on freaking fire. I don't know why nobody has approached them and said, hey, here's a screenplay. Take a look at it. And let's talk. somebody needs to do that. Because if somebody told me tomorrow that Allison Sweeney and James Scott had signed on to do a movie together, I'd lose my shit. I'm sorry, I would. And I would invest 110%. I would promote the living crap out of it on my show all the time, because it would be gold, and I can almost guarantee it, because those two are a part of it. Now, I'm not saying they're not talented separate, because they are, but the material they're being given separately, so far, I'm not impressed with. I'm not being rude. That has nothing to do with them. I know some of you, Jamie, and go, oh, no, you have to support everything they do 100% of the time. I think their talent is being wasted. I think that both of them are outrageously talented, and they need to be given material that is raw and new. And frankly, this is me being selfish. I'd like to see it at the same time with them on the screen, at the same time. That's what I'd like. So I know I've discussed that privately with some people, and they've expressed the exact same opinion. They said, I'm not a fan of the whole, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. Now, it's not that I don't care. It's not that I'm not supportive. And it's not that these things that they've done have not been successful, whatever they may be. But I'm not freaking out. No, I'm not. But that's only because once you've seen something like what we've seen with Ejami, how do you go back from that? You know, you've got to come back with, I mean, if you're going to come with a punch like that, you need to be bringing one is equally strong as the one before, or stronger, in fact. If you want to develop in yourself, you've got to pull on stuff. And I don't feel like that's happened. Now, opportunities come knocking every day, and both of them, I'm sure, will get opportunities. But so far, I'm not seeing those opportunities. And that's all. I mean, I just, like I said, I've not seen the Hallmark movies. They look cute. I'm not saying Grady. And I'm not saying that that's what she was aiming to do. I'm not saying that that's what she's aiming to do now or in the future. But I think that, you know, she's a star. They both are. But when they do something, I mean, wholeheartedly do it, and they're given something where they have to really, like, just dive in and become somebody brand new, oh, my God, I think that it's going to blow everybody away. And I honestly hope that someone is smart enough to call them both and say, we want both of you on this. Because whenever they did the whole thing for, you know, the thing on John Oliver, that blew up. I mean, every news station was trying to grab that. See my point? Now, if they're given the opportunity to do that again, I hope that somebody's really smart about it. And, of course, I have my own wishes and wants that have nothing to do with me. It's about what makes them happy. So, that's just where I'm at. I feel like NBC is not being smart about this. I feel like they've lost a good opportunity, and they need to move quickly and swiftly before somebody smart comes by and says, those two are hot, and they need to come over here. You know, I think that's what's going to end up happening if NBC doesn't shape it up. So, moving on, talk the crap out of Ejami, so let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Wilson for a minute. Okay, so Wilson was a storyline, obviously. It was the first gay storyline, and everybody thought that that was a pretty prominent thing, and it was really important because, you know, you didn't see that on Days. You'd seen it on other shows, but you hadn't seen it on this one. And so, of course, Chandler Massey originated the whole gay storyline. And it was a beautiful array of deaths with Sammy and Lucas. And, I mean, EJ was 100% accepting, and Marlena was 100% accepting, and all these things happened. And it was a great storyline. And, you know, soft and genuine with his portrayal of Sonny. And Sonny was so open and accepting and helpful to Will during that time where he was having to, I mean, he had just had all this sexual encounter with Gabby and got her pregnant and all these crazy things started to happen. And he was, you know, finally admitting to himself that he was gay. And I think that it helped a lot of, I mean, everybody gay youth and anybody that is going through that where they are afraid to talk about their feelings. And seeing Will do that, I'm sure that a lot of other people felt the strength to do the same thing. And I commend you for that. It's we all have our struggles, and, you know, some people are afraid to admit, you know, that they're gay to their parents, or they're, you know, anything that's frowned upon is something that is very hard to say, Mom, Dad, here's what's up with me, and I know this is something that you're not going to understand, but, and then, you know, Sammy's denial of him being gay was really on point, and it was honest, and it's something that I think a lot of mothers have done with their sons, especially, when they come forward and say something about that. So when Will and Sonny came together and they got married and they were raising Ariana and all this wonderfulness going on, and then they were slammed with an affair, and, you know, Will would never in a million years cheat on Sonny, but he did. And then, you know, Sonny's having all these feelings. I mean, it was just with the whole thing with Paul. I felt like there was more understanding. I had more understanding for that than I did the whole thing with Abigail. That was completely ridiculous with the EJ and Sammy thing. But when that went on, they didn't really get through it. I felt like they dragged it out. I felt like there was just a lot of push and pull there, but it wasn't. It was not healthy for the storyline. It frustrated a lot of people. And then Guy Wilson took over, like I said, during the whole Paul and Will affair. And, you know, Guy Wilson walked into these shoes that were just almost impossible to fill. But he did an outstanding job. It was worse. And I commend you guys for doing that, because you were brave stepping into a role that Chandler left so wide open. And you did your best, and I commend you for that. And when NBC decided that they were going to kill off a monumental character like Will Horton, I think that most people thought, why? What's the point in that? Now, when Serena died, she wasn't a monumental character. But I didn't think she had to die. But if that's what they needed, that's what they needed. And then Paige dies. Now, that gave Cassie DePaiva a wonderful time to shine. She did just that. And then it gave everybody really a good time to step up their A game when Paige died. Now, when Will died, yes, it gave everybody an opportunity, but I thought that it was genuine grief from everybody included in that story. And I felt like everybody was pretty much on the same page. There's no point in this. There's no reason for it. You know, that's how I took it. Honestly, they could have done it to Daniel, and I wouldn't have cared. Now, the reason why is because Daniel has not been somebody that changed the face of days. Will literally changed the face of it. And his coming out, his ability to make us feel what he felt, and for us to feel like we were watching him grow up, and we did. We did. We watched him grow up. And to have him taken away, for what? The Wilson storyline was a big draw today. I know the LGBT community absolutely loved that storyline, because they were able to see some of their own struggles that they see on TV and that they see in their own life. You know, and that's what I've tried to say a million times over, is that days, soaps in general, entertainment in general, is an escape for all kinds of different people. And so tuning in every single day to see Will and Sonny and seeing them and their struggles and understanding that yours are not impossible to overcome, and then that story was taken away, it was a waste. And now look what we're stuck with. You know, it's like they're, and some people are going, oh, Dave's is the best it's been in years. Honey, it's sweet. They're buttering your biscuit. They're going to take it away. Bow and Hope fans, get over it. I'm not trying to be rude. Your story's not glass. And you know that. You're not stupid. Don't even consider it. It's not gonna last. So my point in saying all this, they have given us false promises all the way up until now. And it'll blow up in our faces like it always does. And while we've enjoyed it while it's lasted, it'll blow up in our faces. And Ken knows exactly what he's doing. He's making new promises. And he is knowingly making those promises, and knowingly he knows that he will break them. So that's where I'm at. He is stuck on his own self, and he doesn't care about you. And he has always told you and told me and told everybody else that it doesn't matter if you hate it. You're still watching. So you know what? We'll do the cone of silence if we have to again. Now, I know lots of people have been on the cone of silence ever since Jamie left, and lots have stopped since Wilson left, but that is all. I will more than likely go back to just doing spoilers next week. This coming week's probably going to be super duper important, and we'll have lots to bitch about then. So let's take our negativity over until the next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just kidding, we're going to be positive as much as we can be. Follow me on Twitter at 3Meets Overviews, Courtney Tripp TV on YouTube, add me on Facebook, email me any questions, concerns, comments that you'd like. I love you guys. Thank you guys for being so supportive of 3Meets Overviews over the last few years. We love coming on and doing what we do. And hope to talk to you guys next Sunday.